going down for it. Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm on location at the Discount Drug Mart out in Brunswick Hills. Come on out and see us. Marlon Moore has just entered the building. He will be here today along with Armani Bryant, signing autographs, kissing babies, saying hello to all the members of the Dog Pound. Marlon, good to see you, man. We will have Marlon with us just a little bit later on in the show today. And again, we are at the Discount Drug Mart in Brunswick Hills. That's 5270 Center Road in Brunswick, Ohio. You can go ahead and get out here. As I said, Marlon Moore is here now. Armani Bryant is on his way. People are packing in here, so you got to get out here quick to get your time with the Browns. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm today on today's show. Obviously, a lot we're going to talk to you. 216-578-0850. We are also going to hear from Brian Hartline. Some interesting comments from the locker room yesterday. We're going to play those for you. We will obviously discuss Mike Pettine's press conference as well as, you know, get your thoughts. Andrew Gribble is going to be with us, so a lot to talk to. But, Matt, I'll start off by saying hello, my good friend. How are you today?
Hello. It's good. It's good to be here. It's good to be out at another Discount Drug Mart remote broadcast, which we truly enjoy doing. And, the people have really, showed out in full force to support the Cleveland Browns, even though the 2-10 season is not ideal. But it just goes to show, the fans here in Northeast Ohio love their football team. And, to just jump around a little bit, I did listen to the Brian Hoyer interview yesterday, and I have nothing bad, or I thought nothing was wrong with anything that Brian said. And as you could tell throughout his interview, even towards the end, when some of the questions got tougher, he did not appease the media by any means and just answer the question to give them an answer. And I thought, Brian controlled himself very well and was just honest and real, because for him to do anything otherwise, I think the real football fans and the people that know these players very well would know that he was faking or just giving an answer just to give an answer and get through his time with the media.
Indeed, and obviously the big story today, no decision has been made as of yet on the Browns quarterback situation. Why? I don't know. I think make a decision. Let's go. Let's say who
Austin
the quarterback
Davis
is. That's who you would do? Who would you do? It's out there, so go ahead. Who would you start?
I really don't think it matters. I really don't. I think it's you need to see Johnny Manziel, as I've said all along. I think you need to see Johnny Manziel play four consecutive games in a row. And, the question that that we talked about yesterday and even, in the pregame broadcast is, how much can we see of Johnny Manziel and how much can he prove? Because, three of the four opponents we're going to play in these final four football games are going to be are playoff caliber teams that all of them most likely can make a splash. Seattle's as hot as anybody. Kansas City's won 6 in a row. And Pittsburgh, as I've mentioned before, is my dark horse to make it to the Super Bowl out of the AFC.
That offense is fun to watch. Ben, Brown, Bryant, the Killer Bees! And they're wearing black and yellow. Who'd have thunk it?
You.
If Le'Veon Bell was there, it'd be Bell, Ben, Brown, Bryant.
Boom!
Right?
Killer Bees. You remember who the Killer Bees were?
I remember the Killer Bees. It was a tag team, right?
Yep. B. Brian Blair and Jumpin' Jim Brunzel.
Yeah, I don't know that. Congrats.
A little wrestling history for those paying attention here today on the program. You can always call us up, 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Nathan Zagura and Matt Wilhelm. But we're going to start with this clip. And it's obviously one of the hot topics, everybody in the media talking about it, coming from yesterday's press conference with Mike Pettine when responding to the question of whether or not the building is unified in Berea.
When you have the record that we have, if there's not tension in the building, there's a problem. I mean, that's what losing does to you. When you're paid to be successful, when you're paid to win in a bottom-line business and we're not, of course there's going to be tension. I mean, when you have passionate, competitive people that want to get it done right and it's not, it's part of it.
So that's what he has to say, and obviously this story has been one of the biggest going around the entire NFL right now, being made about that, and of course Mike Penn going on to say at other points that everybody in the building needs to look in the mirror, given the discord, etc. But I think at the end of the day, what he was trying to say is that there, when a team is failing, like the Cleveland Browns are failing, that there is going to be tension. You have smart people who are focused on winning, and right now that's not happening, so there is going to be an inherent tension there. That, I think what that's what he was trying to say. I think what he probably should have said was, yes, there's tension, but it's because we're all trying to do whatever it is that we can to help turn this around and get this team winning. We're all working towards the same goal.
Right, and I guess, you know, and the most frustrating thing in those comments is when a player, when a coach, when management, when a fan hears those comments, you don't see that decisive, you know, nose to the grindstone work shine through on Sundays, which you should. So in actuality, when you, and we went through it yesterday in some of these, you know, the losses and the way in which they've lost, it's gotten worse. So you're telling me you're putting in more work, right, to try to change that negative connotation, that dark cloud that hangs over the team right now, and it gets worse on Sunday? That makes it's very hard to believe, but he's absolutely right, and I've been a part of it. You know, the one time in my career, you don't enjoy your teammates the way you used to enjoy your teammates. You don't enjoy your family the way you used to enjoy your family. You don't, you know, you don't take the coaching from your coaches.
Would we still have been cool, man?
No, it's questionable, bro. You don't take the coaching, you know, to the level that you used to take the coaching because. And I hate to say it, and I'm not, and I don't know this for a fact to say it exists, but you've got one foot in the parking lot. It's human nature.
And that's another thing that Pat touched on yesterday was, you know, free agents, and it's human nature to just at this point kind of protect yourself and figure out what's going on. He said they're the CEOs of their own companies. And by the way, you could come find us. We are sandwiched literally between jewelry to our left.
The DVDs?
DVDs to our back. Good and Fruity to our right. And just a wall of Browns fans. Getting ready to take this all in here at the Discount Drug Mart again in Brunswick Hills. So come on out and see us. We'll be here until 3 o'clock. Marlon Moore is here right now. Marlon Moore epitomizes everything that you want and play like a Brown. Go back and watch his touchdown catch, and that says it all. Knockdown, gets up, continues fights, gets it done. Armani Bryant will also be here with us as well. But 216-578-0850. And again, our questions are Ohio Business Machine Hot Topics of the Day. Who would you start Sunday against San Francisco, number one? And number two, what did you think of Mike Pettine's comments yesterday? I'm sure many of you have gone in and looked at the entire press conference. What do you think about what he had to say about this organization, about this team? You know, a lot of it he talked about the injuries, and there are injuries everywhere in the NFL, so I don't think that necessarily plays so well, number one. Number two, spent a lot of time talking about we got to keep evaluating what we're doing, but it seems that, as one of the readers pointed out to me, that we're at the stage where we're evaluating evaluations of evaluations of evaluations of evaluations, and it maybe we need to get past evaluating and get into some action.
I agree with that because, I mean, there's a certain extent, you know, it's a vicious cycle, and I think that, you know, the evaluation process of what someone can do, okay, what happens, and we heard it, you know, and I talked about it yesterday. Okay, so Cam Irving, you know, was in there after Greco got hurt. You know, you evaluate him, you want to see him at guard, even though he's never played guard before, and I know that, you know, your resounding response when I talk about Cam Irving, and then you hear Mike Pettine say, well, you know, we pulled Cam and put Alex Pastore in, because, and it gave us an opportunity to evaluate him and see what he can do. And to me, outside looking in, it's just very frustrating. You know, when we're constantly evaluating, we've got young players. Because if you look around the league and you have an opportunity to step outside, you know, our Cleveland Browns world and look at other teams, there are rookies, there are undrafted free agents performing. There are, you know, and filling in diligently and reaping the rewards and praise of their coaches and position coaches and other veterans on these teams. I just don't see it happening here. And as I continually say, and I talked about it yesterday after showed some few individuals around the – there's a kink in the hose. Okay.
A big kink.
To me, there's one individual, and that's, you know, the owner of the football team, that's got to determine where that kink is and how we get that kink out.
Yeah, and it's tough times right now, certainly for the Cleveland Browns. They're getting ready to take on another team that's struggling but has found a way to beat now the Atlanta Falcons and the Chicago Bears with Blaine Gabbert as their quarterback. The 49ers starting to play better defense of late, and that's something that we all have to kind of see. This is a tough game because after this one, you go on the road, as you talked about, at Seattle. That could be as ugly as what we saw against Cincinnati. You go on the road against Kansas City. That has incredible
tough
ugliness
place
potential.
To play, too.
And then
both,
you get,
actually, both road trips to end this season
brutal.
Are probably – top five fan base is toughest place to play in all
yeah.
of football.
And you know certainly from your days of going into Arrowhead Stadium just how tough that place can be.
I mean, it's
going to
be spray-painted dirt. It could be raining, could be snowing, could be 40, but it also could be negative 5.
I hope not, man.
I hope, yeah. Well, you're going to be on sidelines. I hope it is negative 5 and raining.
That's not nice.
What?
I have to
football,
endure
man.
The
it's
elements.
December football. It's December football.
I'm not playing football.
So?
I'll have to have a park. I'll
carry
have to have
umbrella.
My scary and umbrella. Would you come and be my umbrella guy?
No. E would.
My UG? Come on.
No.
Unbelievable.
Not making the trip. I would make the trip for the barbecue.
For the barbecue. We'll go out. We'll have some barbecue on Saturday night. And then you have great height for the umbrella guy. You'd be great. Close to NFL action.
Get a golden boy. Carry your umbrella.
Get a golden boy. All right, when we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. It's Cleveland Browns Daily Liberty Ford live from the Discount Drug Mart on Center Road in Brunswick Hills. Come out and see us. Marlon Moore is here. I'm here. Matt Wilhelm's here. E is here. Easy E. Back from the dead. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.